From Washington, this is VOA News. Stock markets tumbled, the dollar's value sank, and worried Republicans wondered what else could go wrong Wednesday as President Donald Trump faced congressional inquiries into allegations he tried to derail an FBI investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and disclose classified intelligence to Russia. "Nobody knows where this really goes from here," one White House official told Politico, a Washington political news site. What is next? On the other side of the partisan divide, a small but growing number of Democrats are speaking openly about impeachment, arguing that Trump obstructed justice when he asked then-FBI Director James Comey to go easy in its probe of Flynn's ties to Russia. That story, first broken by the New York Times, came on the heels of a Washington Post report saying Trump had discussed highly sensitive intelligence information supplied by Israel to two Russian diplomats during an Oval Office meeting last week. Trump, meanwhile, seemed stung by the 1-2 punch of negative stories. His Twitter feed, which has been his favorite mode of reply to negative news coverage, was quiet. The president ignored shouted questions from reporters as he left the White House to address a graduation ceremony at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut, where a complaint about media coverage was his only reference to the controversy swirling around him. "Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media," he said. "No politician in history has been treated worse or more unfairly." You are listening to VOA News from Washington.